AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's radio show. Hand clap. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley Bay Area and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and of course our online streaming. You can listen live anytime you'd like. If you want to dial into tonight's show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me tonight. Got my cool little computer shades here. We're recording, video recording tonight as well. If you want to dial into that, right, tonight's show, dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me tonight. And of course, you can always connect with me through other means, like on my email, on the edge at businessontheedge.biz, or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30. MY-SBC-30. Coach Jackson, you will get me directly. Happy Friday, everyone. Happy Friday. I hope we're gonna do some fun stuff tonight. Not that I hope you have a good time. I think I'm gonna do some good stuff tonight. And it's just you, me, and the entrepreneurial mind. I want the entrepreneurial mind turned on tonight. Small business owners, I want to talk to you tonight. I started a dialogue a couple of weeks I did a show that this is kind of bugging me here. Really talking about, I got this thorn in my side about small businesses and the closure rate of small businesses. And we applaud the small businesses that start. You know, it really takes a lot of encouragement sometimes. And we want to see those successes. Yet we see such a massive amount of small businesses closing. So we want to celebrate those businesses that have started, that opened, that, you know, got their dream off the ground. We always want to celebrate that. But we really need to take a granular look, a deep dive look at businesses not making it. And if you didn't hear the show a couple of weeks back, you can go back out on our podcast, Podbean, or our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, and take a listen to it. I'll make sure that it's uploaded out there. If it's not out there, but that's where you will find it, or on podbean.com. You can find us there. And I'm just bothered by the amount of businesses that close, small businesses that close. And I have to say, some of it is the thinking, the mindset of the entrepreneur, the small business owner. Everyone who starts a business thinks that their idea is the best thing since sliced bread. It's the greatest idea on the planet. Everyone's going to buy it and they're going to love it. And that's just not really the reality. Sometimes ideas are just bad. They're just not great ideas. They're not good ideas. They're not ideas that people want to purchase. And so to learn that before you spend all your money, and maybe $50,000 down the road, $60,000 around down the road, even $5,000 down the road, to find out you don't have a viable problem to solve that someone will purchase from you. And that bucket of cold water is the reality that sometimes the idea is just not going to be viable. Is it feasible? How are you going to fund it? And the number one want from a small business, especially starting a small business, is funding. But no, wait a minute, wait. Not just they want funding, they want grant funding. Everyone wants grant funding. Everyone wants money that they don't have to pay back. The reality is that's not practical either. That's not how it works. Is there funding out there? Are there grants out there? Is there seed grant capital out there? Yeah. Are we seeing, I think with the pandemic and wanting to balance the scales, equity, so we're seeing a lot more movement, a lot more grants, a lot more opportunities, women in business grants, minority grants, kind of leveling that playing field. Sure, they're out there. But if you have the mindset that your business needs to be funded primarily by grants, it's not even, just don't do it. Because no one's going to pay you to run your business, a for-profit business. They're just going to pay you and give you money and says, hey, here, go have at it and live your dream. Live in the dream. Not happening. Even with the nonprofit, those are hard. It is very competitive to get grants. I write grants. I review grants for clients and their responses on wanting to compete well on a grant and competing throughout the country. And the first things first is to compete well. And most of them don't compete well because they don't know how to respond to just basic questions. Basic questions. They haven't done a business plan. They don't have their thoughts well thought out. They're just kind of winging it. And don't expect to win. That's the reality. And I'm talking about this because, and I'm going to go back over some numbers because I'm not overblowing this. I'm not overstating it. I'm not overdoing it. I'm telling you because I want you to take a serious, serious inventory of the business that you're wanting to either start, and I'm talking to business owners, let's say you're in year zero to year five. This is for you tonight. Most of you, if you're already in business, are going to be out of business by year five. You're like, well, coach, that's not a very nice thing to say. It's the reality. It's the real thing to say. The numbers do not lie. I'll give you some examples. And on the last show that I began this alarm. I'm sounding the small business alarm. In 2019, 1.4 million businesses started, or SBA will call them business births. In the same span of time, the same period, we had 928,000 business deaths that closed. Do the math. That's not even just half. That's like almost 100% of the businesses closing. That's how close it gets. And in some years, SBA has all of this data. It's really interesting to look at and kind of go through. In some years, the business deaths were higher than the business starts, like the Great Recession in 2008. We had, and this was the estimated data at the time, but we had 626,400 businesses start in 2008. We also had 663,900 deaths. And you might be thinking, and the same thing for 2009, by the way. 2009, we had 552,600 births estimated. And then during the same period, we had 660,900 deaths. And you might be saying, Coach, that was the Great Recession. When we come back, I'm going to show you that this is a pattern, and it's not just about recessions and downturns. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW. Rocksteady, baby. That's
what I feel now. Welcome back. Welcome back. Honoring Aretha Franklin tonight. So you want to be a sustainable small business. And to become a sustainable small business, it's not by happenstance. It doesn't just happen. And I gave you some examples prior to the break of the numbers of births and deaths, 2008, 2009, 2019. And we could say, well, 2019 was prior to the pandemic, so we can't blame the pandemic on the 2019 numbers. The 2008 and 2009, okay, we were in a Great Recession. But let's look at, let's say 2005. And what I want you to pay attention to is the closeness in numbers between the births and the deaths of businesses. And you can take it further, whatever state that you're in, you can go back and look at your state's numbers through the SBA. You can do SBA Office of Advocacy for Idaho, or for Illinois, or for New York, or for Texas. And you can go back year after year after year after year and look at the survival rate of small businesses. And you're going to see the same thing. And so throughout the United States, 2005, 644,122 business starts. And we're talking the same span of time. We have 565,745 deaths. And you can continue to go back further and further, and you're going to see the same pattern. And I'm in California, state of California, Silicon Valley. You know that, because Silicon Valley, we're the Ichi. Unless that changes, I think Austin, Texas is on California's heels. Silicon Valley's heels there. Anyway, shout out to Austin, Texas out there. So let's look at California. And California in over the last 5 years, 2015, 2019. So 2015, there were 41,416 openings, births, 36,397 closures or deaths. This is not coincidence. We're talking about the difference of businesses, how small that number is in terms of the survival, the businesses that succeed. The survival rates are so small in comparison to the starts, right? And so what does that say to you who want to or just started a business? And I'm not trying to discourage you from starting a business. I'm trying to encourage you to take the steps that are important for your survival. So in 2015, that's a little over 5,000 businesses that succeeded. So all of the rest of the businesses that didn't, and if I look at today, you're going to be one of those numbers. You're going to be in the 2020 numbers if it has not already happened. You're probably part of the 2021 numbers. Somebody's going to be 2022 numbers. That's the reality. So what are the questions? What should you be asking? What should you be looking at? And you're running and you're trying to get all your new customers in the door and you're trying to hustle. And you didn't do the work, the framework. And the framework is, for example, and I like Iowa State's initial school of thought. When I work with my clients, this is exactly what I have them do. It's so funny. Do an idea assessment and feasibility analysis before you do anything. Don't spend any money. Don't go into business. Don't do anything. Do an idea assessment on the idea with your team or whoever's starting with you. And if it's just you, get a team or get people who's going to give you honest feedback. Maybe you work with a college or entrepreneur group or something that's going to give you solid feedback on whether or not your idea is viable and feasible. Take it through an acid test. And it doesn't mean that you don't do the business. If it's not viable, you figure out and you can discuss, how do you make it viable? Can you make some adjustments? Can you change some things to make it work and the feasibility of it? Once you pass that acid test, and again, this is how I take my SBDC clients through this process, because so many come in what we call pre-ventures. They're not in business yet. Some of them have already started spending money. I've got clients that I don't think that they're going to be in business either ever or a short time and not make any money and go back out of business. So why do you work with them? Because that's my job. But I work with them to get them to a place where we could really create a viable business. And so I work with them on those things, but they have the right to say no thank you on the recommendations that that they're being provided. So what am I saying to you? Do the idea assessment, do the feasibility analysis, take a hard look. Don't look at it with rose-colored glasses on. Look at it with, listen, if we don't get this right, it is not going to work. Ooh. And I'm going to lose everything. And that might even include my marriage, you know. Seriously, take a hard look. Be honest with yourself. I've got to go to a commercial break, and I'm going to try to wrap this up in the third segment. I got some fun things to talk to you about in the fourth segment. So you're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
We're back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. I am talking about small businesses saving yourself from closure, saving yourself from being a business death. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to tell you that these numbers don't lie. They're like, what? What? Seriously? Yes. So do the idea assessment. Do the feasibility analysis. Get a group that's going to tell you the truth and say, hey, you don't need to do this. You may make the best cookies on the planet. That doesn't mean that you should go into business for yourself. Really. You might like baking cookies and it's fun and you enjoy it. And you like giving it to families and friends and holidays and all of that. But that doesn't mean that you should go into business for yourself. Going into business for yourself is not just about doing the thing that you are really enjoying doing and that you love to do. It's also about all of the infrastructure and all of the foundation that you have to put in to run it. So who's going to do the bookkeeping? And don't tell me Excel spreadsheets. I'm just, don't call in 1-800-516-1220 if you want to. I'm going to, no. You have all of these hats that you have to wear. And if you're going to go down that path, you will, most businesses are starting as micro businesses. You're wearing a lot of hats and you're not getting to do that fun thing every day without all of the pressure of being a business owner. Now you've got all of this pressure where you didn't have all of that pressure before. And so what do you do after the feasibility? And you've done it and you pass the acid test. Business model. What is the business model? The business model is how you make money. It's not the business plan. The business model is the cornerstone of the business plan. What's the business model? Did you do a cost analysis? What's the products and services are you going to offer? How is it going to be sustained? Get that acid test. Pass that acid test. If you are in business and you're within your first 5 years and you've not done any of this, go back and do it. So, well, I'm doing great. I don't need to do it, coach. I'm just fantastic. And I don't need a business plan. It will come and bite you in the butt. And so when it does, just call in or email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. And, you know, hopefully you're not in a crisis. What I'm saying is plug the holes before they become a problem. Do the business plan. Palo Alto Software is one of my favorite companies when it comes to business planning. They're the number one business plan software as a service tool on the planet. They've just been around. Before they had Life Plan, they had Business Plan Pro. I've been using them for years. They've been fantastic when I started my first company. And now you can do that nice lean business plan. I like lean, but I like thorough. So if it's a little bit more thorough, it's not going to be as lean, but it is definitely a great roadmap. And quit doing your business plans just because you want to get funding. That is not why you do a business plan. You do a business plan because you want a roadmap and you want to intelligently embark on building and growing and sustaining your business. That also allows you to leverage the plan to get funding. Possibly. I don't know if you're fundable. So then you have to look at the 5 C's of credit. So are you fundable? I don't know. Okay. But the feasibility part in your asset test should have brought some things up and that you can work on. And so these are some, I think that we can close this drastic closure of small businesses. If you're honest with yourself and says, okay, I don't really need to go into business for myself. So the ones that didn't do the idea assessment and it's really not a good idea and people are not going to buy it, just don't go into business. It doesn't mean that you should never be a business owner. You just shouldn't go in the business with that idea. Fine tune it, figure it out. Wait, be patient, take your time. You don't have to be in a hurry. says, well, I lost my job and I need to be in a hurry, then email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I can shoot you over some resources like SCORE and SBDC to help you start right, get that foot off the ground right. You're listening, gotta go to commercial break. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are BA's business and finance leader. We will be right back with the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. So fun.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. One of my favorite segments of the entire show is this segment, because we have all kinds of goodies for you, opportunities to connect, opportunities to get you and your business around the world. If you're ready, we're very, very careful on businesses participating in the resources and programs that we offer, because we want you to be successful. I was on my soapbox in the first three segments on start your business smart. Take the right steps. Don't go it alone. Connect with your local SBDC. They're all over the country. There's no reason why you shouldn't have an SBDC advisor. Take the workshops and classes. They're going to help you out. Sometimes we will see people come in and say, hey, they are not going to take any classes, they're not going to learn anything. And I'm saying you will not grow and you will not advance to the place that you want to be. Because as an entrepreneur, you need to have a growth mindset. And I enjoy the work that I do with SBDC. And now I'm doing work with the California High Speed Rail. And so I'm getting my teeth wet on that, on how we can support small businesses procuring opportunities and with the state of California. So if you are not certified with the state of California, you can get certified with the state of California for free. And as a matter of fact, all over the country, you need to find out how your system works. And so you can do business with your state and set that up. Typically, it's free for you to get your certifications with your state to procure and take on opportunities with the state. And find out in your, like for the state of California, we have sub-seeking prime. So maybe you're not a prime contractor and you subcontract with the primary business that won the contract with your state. So there's many ways of getting involved, but you have to reach out. It's always so hard. I can't. Yes, it's all hard. It's all hard. So now that we all know that it's hard, take the steps to move yourself forward, because it is worth the climb. It is worth it once you get there. No one's going to hand you just this bag of gold and say, just have fun and just go play and have a good time. For you small businesses, you know, if you have a, if you come out of a family that your father, your mother, your parents, or whatever, they're multi-billionaires, then you have that luxury. And you can go blow their, you know, $1 billion or multi-million dollars on whatever. But that's not the reality for the average person that just wants to start a business, do something because, you know, they feel like they can do it. But you have to do the work. You have to really put the infrastructure together. You have to do the business planning. And by the way, SCORES and Small Business Development Centers, Women Business Centers, Veteran Business Centers, they are not there to do the work for you. They're there to help guide you through it and make sure that you are responding well, like if you wanted to put in for a grant, to make sure you're not just putting one-liners in your grant and expect that you're going to get a response of awarding some sort of information. These are highly competitive opportunities that come along. So do your work, email me at onTheEdge@businessontheedge.biz if you want more information about resources or connecting with your local SBDC. I can send all of that over to you. I'm glad, I'm happy to do it for you. And actually those emails come directly to me. That is my email, onTheEdge@businessontheedge.biz. So Small Business Concierge, we are just excited. Always excited because we've got resources and top of resources on top of resources for you to be able to advertise and get your products and services around the world and opportunities that are coming your way. And the biggest thing that I'm really excited about is our member portal. So we've been working on this. We've been working on fine-tuning it. And so we have got it fine-tuned and we continue to add resources to it. So go out to our website on the edge, that's smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Go out there and you can kind of look at our plans. And once you enroll as an advertiser, you get access to the Small Business Concierge member portal. And what do you get in there? You get business networking, business resources. And in our business resources, we have been compiling and putting resources together for you that will benefit anyone throughout the country, depending on where you're at. We're working on procurement for your different states, where you go to get it. So you could go in here and just click on and go directly to your state, certifications, customer relationship management, sales pipeline, writing tools, because some of you, because we produce the Small Business Concierge magazine, which is our second quarter magazine, is coming up. We're going to be publishing that next month. And if you are interested in participating in that and submitting an article, and there's some parameters around that, we sponsor this space for our members. And if you're an expert and you can tell a story, they're not pitches, they're not sales pitches, but it's really to educate the reader of whatever your discipline is, email me. And you can email me at onTheEdge@businessontheedge.biz, and we can talk about how that might happen for you. But we have writing tools, procurement tools, grants, marketing, finance, videos, special offers. Actually, we have some special offers from LivePlan, Palo Alto Software. We actually partnered with them. So our members get 30 days of LivePlan. It's first come, first serve. We bought a certain amount of seats. First come, first serve. And you can work on your business plan for 30 days at no cost. You can work on your financial model or marketing plan. You can work on within that free seat that we purchased for you, because I want you to win. I want you to have an opportunity to start right. You know that statistics tells us that 70%, increase your odds of success over the next 5 years by 70% if you don't go to work alone and you work with a SCORE, you work with business consultants. I definitely recommend SBDC. There's no cost to you to get involved, but you increase your success rate. Why, who wouldn't do that? Increase your success rate. Oh, I'm at the end of my concierge here. Go check us out at smallbusinessconcierge.biz. We really want you to have the opportunities to be the best business out there. I gotta go. Thank you for tuning in.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
One, one step the head of
nice. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are at the bottom of our hour. It has gone quickly. So if you're a business pre-venture, you've been in business less than 5 years, go back, do your due diligence if you have not done it. You improve your odds of sustainability by doing so. You're trying to get through these different stages, as the Harvard Business Review would put it. You have your existence stage, and then you have your survival stage, and then you have your success stage. And those, they actually have five stages, but the first three stages are most crucial. Fourth stage is takeoff, and the fifth stage is your maturity and the things that the choices that you're going to make there. But the most important stages that I'm focused on for you is the existence, the survival, the success. Because at that stage, you have some choices to make. You can stay status quo where you're at and retire one day comfortably, or you can grow and expand and build. But our businesses are going out of business in the existence stage. Oh my gosh. That means that you're doing something wrong. Something's not working, consistently not working. And so we want to support you in changing that dynamic. So please get connected to your local SBDC, or if you're a veteran and you want to start a business, get connected to your veteran business centers, or your women business centers. Your SCORs throughout the country are available. If you're in California, we also have the inclusivity program that specifically works with Black and African American businesses to kind of keep the playing field level, just like the Women Business Center, but it's not actually a center, it's a program. Connect with me at On the Edge at businessontheedge.biz for me to send you any information that I'm talking about on this show tonight. You don't have to go dig it up. I will send it to you. On the Edge at businessontheedge.biz. If you want to stay in business, you're going to have to do the work. Contact me. I would be glad to do a short assessment with you to see how things are going with you and what might be going wrong for you. If you're having some sort of concern, email me at businessontheedge.biz. I'll shoot you over my calendar and we can get on a Zoom and take about 15 minutes for me to do a quick assessment of what's going on and give you some recommendations at no cost. I'll do that for free. Just email me, but I can't help you if you don't connect with me. Before we get out of here, a couple of things. Now things are opening up. And so I've got some speaking engagements coming up. I've got some events coming up that I'm participating in. In April, I'll be doing an event with Dr. Linda Laura here in Silicon Valley. She's doing a San Jose, California Women's Empowerment Gathering. Women's Empowerment Gathering, hashtag Do You, which I love, Do You for sure. That's going to be on April 30th. If you want more information about that, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz and I'll send that information over to you. That is a faith-based event. So Christian faith-based event. So just a heads up on that. Also, I'm doing Berryessa Art Festival. I'll be emceeing that event in April, and that will be the day before Mother's Day. I believe that's May 7th. More information on that forthcoming. Let me know. I will send it to you. If you are in the Bay Area, if you're in California, you don't want to miss this event. We've got some great lineups. I'm working on the entertainment. We've got kids coming that will be performing, because all of the proceeds does go to the Berryessa School District and programs that are happening around the Berryessa San Jose area. So we want to make it a big deal for them. They've been pent up, and we want to perform and let them perform. And we've got some great performers around the Bay that are bands that are coming to perform as well. And finally, I am going to be doing a training with NorCal SBDC. Guess what? Starting a business with Kevin McKellen and myself, we're going to be teaming up. He's just dynamic, great business advisor with SBDC and has done some remarkable things around the world. And so we're going to be doing a two-day workshop with NorCal SBDC. Email me at onthe@businessontheedge.biz and we'll get you information. That is free to attend. All of these events are free to attend, by the way. And so come out, have a good time, grow your business, learn all of that. And if you're in the Bay Area and want to be a vendor, though, at the Bay Area Art Festival, and that there is a nominal cost for that, let me know. And you can showcase your business and sell some of your products and services out there. Make money. We are wrapping up. You guys have a wonderful week. And think about what I'm saying. Stay in business. Build that legacy. Pass it on to your kids or whatever you're going to do with that, but stay in business with making the right choices and taking the right steps on doing that. And we can help with that. I can help with that. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Bay Area's business and finance leader. We are out of here. Be good to someone out there.